Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here we are, folks. Ryan Dawson is back.
I just got done taking down all the stuff in my room that could get you banned in the background.
That took 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, my face could do it even, but yeah.
But anyway, we have got Ryan back. He was on recently talking about the Trump assassination attempt. He's very active on Twitter. He's got his own website. Those links are in the description box. Please support his work. He's been nuked off nearly every platform, but Elon put him back on. Yep. And he does have a fantastic Jeffrey Epstein map, so check that out as well. But today, we are going to be focusing on, and we'll take your questions. So if you put questions in at any time, and I will star them and give them to Ryan later on. But we're going to start out focusing on the rearrest of the Tates, because we did something... I think it was 2 years ago now we did something on that, Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's been a while, but they just got popped again. So what's happening now?
You know, it's been a heck of a couple weeks for free speech in general. Of course, you have the head of Telegram got arrested. They're basically blaming him for anything anybody did on Telegram. You had Scott Ritter's house got raided by the FBI. Which they doxed where he lived. They showed his house, his car, his license plates. They went and harassed his wife. They act like he's a Russian agent. And they know he isn't. But it's just like the process is part of the punishment. You had Judge Napolitano, former employee of Fox News, got a strike on YouTube. The Gray Zone with Aaron Mate and Max Blumenthal. They got hit outside the DNC. They're trying to do a live show. They get spiked with 1 week, suspension, which means the DNC will be over. And so they couldn't do their live stream there. Richard Medhurst who is a journalist that got held in Heathrow Airport for 24 hours. Interrogated is like a milquetoast nice guy, but he criticizes the country you're not allowed to criticize. And so they went after him. And it's just been things like this. Journalists getting harassed, raided, and then of course we had the Andrew and Tristan Tate rearrested. There's not even any new charges. It's even old accusations, but they have to act like it's a new thing because under Romanian law they've already been held the maximum amount of time in jail with still not having a trial in those 3 years. Still nothing, and they've been under house arrest, and then they're under like city of Bucharest, and then Romania, and now it's back to Andrew has house arrest. Tristan has judicial control, and they'll find out today whether or not they go back to jail for another 30 days, which could been do 60, 90, like that, just in time for the election.
Keep going, Ryan. I've got a delivery at the door. Keep going.
Yeah, go get it. So, Sean, he's got to get it. That's just the way the law is. They can't hold you. In the U.S., this would be considered double jeopardy, but they're not in the U.S., so they're not afforded those rights. This also allows DICOT to just do this indefinitely. Find somebody or make something up and then go and... put them in jail another 30 days while they look for new evidence. So it's a weird thing. They're holding people in prison while they look for something incriminating. Now, they already took all their electronic equipment, their phones, their computers, everything the first time they arrested. Just bang, took all their stuff. Now imagine most people in their 30s, whatever, with that amount of money, and you get to go through their phone and every text message, every voice message to every girlfriend, to every anybody, any business thing you've ever done. No, you know, did you hide something from your taxes? Did you just, they have been able to comb through all their hard drives and everything. Now, I guarantee you, if that happened to anybody at the BBC, CNN, you'd find a bunch of pedophiles because you find them anyway without that extreme. So they've already, they've had all this. And one of the new-ish, but well, we can call it a charge in the colloquial sense, but not a charge in the official, like, legal sense. One of the new, like, accusations, we can say, is money laundering. And the reason I think they're including that is so they could go confiscate their property again, in particular, a whole parking lot full of supercars. Because it, the initial crap was about human trafficking and rape and organized crime. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, money laundering, because you bought four cars in other people's names, which would just be wives, like, two of them at least. Normal thing to do, buy somebody a car in their name, build up their credit report and stuff. Even if you pay for it, it doesn't matter. It's not illegal to give somebody a gift. It's not hidden. It's in their fucking parking lot, you know, in a zillion videos. Look what I just bought, whatever the hell it is, the Aston Martin, the Ferrari, the, I don't know that much about supercars, but I know they have that they do. And they have a lot of nice cars. Or they did. Dicot took them all again. Millions and millions of dollars. They already took one parking lot full. Now they've taken another parking lot full. They went and took all their watches, gold, anything. Like, why? What's that have to do with trafficking or whatever these accusations are? Is that going to stop that? Do you need to take their supercar in case, you know, somebody's 6 foot four in a Bugatti is going to cross the border like they'd never notice? Is that a flight risk? Like, what's the point of taking all these cars? If you take all the cars, it seems like you should have to provide them with a car to get around in. But, you know, now it's house arrest and they'll find out. And while this has happened, you know, first of all, they got out of jail within a day. The judge said, no, we're not going to hold him in jail for a month while you look for more things to prosecute him on. Since they've already been to prison, they've already done this song and dance. But then they did an appeal saying, well, we think they'll run away, or we think that they're trying to find some excuse to say they have to be in prison while we look for stuff. And they want them in jail because they don't want them to influence the U.S. election. They want to punish them because they just did this huge stream with Candace Owens and others about the thing you're not allowed to criticize. And it was right after that. And basically all the people I named in the beginning have criticized that place that bombs hospitals and children's and likes to R-word prisoners, and just the most demonic stuff you can think of is what they're involved in. And yet that's the most protected thing possible. You'll go to prison if you, or you'll be banned, harassed, and so forth if you do that. So in the interim, while they got arrested, briefly jailed and released, they had like 2 days to get their stuff together. And now they have to face the appeal, and they don't know whether they're going, like, imagine trying to plan out your businesses and stuff, say, well, it depends. I might be free tomorrow. I might be in prison for a month, 2 months, 3 months. We don't know. So that's what they're having to deal with. And, you know, they have their own crypto coin, Daddy Coin. It went from like 7 up to 10, or it went down to 5. And now it's at like 9 something and whatever. Andrew did hit 10 million on Twitter, though, followers. So it didn't. People are still, they're seeing through this crap because he's not the only one. He and Tristan aren't the only ones. They're going after Candace Owens, too. They're going after all the people I listed. You know, like, it's blatantly obvious. And we all know what's really going on with Telegram is they can't stand the fact that they don't control the speech there. The guy named Mike Benz that did a good synopsis of that whole thing. And, you know, maybe we'll do a show on that at some point. But yeah, it's sad what's happening. And while all this is going on, there's been a concerted effort on X, all by anonymous accounts, by the way. All these guys, they never have a name. They're never verified. They all speak English. They all somehow have leaks from Dicot. Leaks, right? Because it is Dicot. Just smearing the Tate brothers, cherry picking stuff from these guys. Private stuff from their phones, said to girlfriends, whatever. They're taking messages and stuff and playing them all over Twitter. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to make you look seem bad when they have total control over the content. Like, the brothers don't even have access to their own stuff. Their phones were taken away. Everything was taken away. I could make anyone look horrible if I got all access to their hard drives, phones, and so on. And I could comb through and pick what I wanted, context be damned, and present it the way I decide to. And that's something that, you know, what the some overarching context that people need to realize is these guys were on a reality show in the United Kingdom called Big Brother. And on that show, you know, Andrew, especially, he's very opinionated, strong opinions type of guy, which kind of got him in hot water with the woke mafia. Because of stuff he would say, and then he would back it up, and they didn't like him. While he was on that show, and he's in a house with a bunch of normies and stuff, there was a tape released of him and an ex-girlfriend. And this is weird. I mean, this is like, wow, how this just suddenly hit the internet. And it was, I don't know, they were doing S&M stuff and spanking each other, whatever. The girl in the video... And the most of the video is just audio. You can hear him doing something. But there was some blonde chick. She came out and said, this is consensual. This was years ago. It is never should have been on the web. It is. I was not getting my ass beat or raped or anything like that. But it didn't matter because they threw him off the show because of it. And then afterward, you know, she wasn't all over the news. Like, the counter argument wasn't there as much as the smear, you know. And so even though he's exonerated, no charges pressed, nothing happened. I mean, he's basically kicked off the show. But what happens is, if you're a hated or polarizing personality who is smeared like that on TV, then you become very wealthy. Then any chick that ever knew you realizes, I can say this. I can say this. And so the fact that you can have multiple girls with the identical kind of story really doesn't mean anything. It's kind of like once Michael Jackson got smeared one time, everyone knew the formula of what to say. And we even have some of his alleged victims saying, my parents made that up. Nothing ever happened. Michael was not. Like, you listen to the people he actually knew who could have gotten a lot of money and everything. And they're like, no, that's not what happened at all. And this is, you've seen a similar sort of thing. But it's amazing because the two of them did have a lot of girlfriends, and almost all of them have backed them up. And we don't know whether or not the ones that allegedly haven't even exist as real people or if it's made up. All that's actually in court, they started with seven, it's down to the original two progenitors, because the other girls who were listed as victims who said, do not list me as a victim. And they're like, oh, you're a victim. You're just brainwashed and you don't know it. They were finally removed from the victim list. They're not considered part of it. So they only have the two progenitors. And there's a lot you could say about those two. But I am not going to talk about those two because there's a trial. They're being sued too. And if I were to say their names and some of the things they did that are just, it's like, it's real bad. I mean, their own text messages show their guilt and attempts at extortion and da, 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 da. But that's considered harassing the victim. And I would say, but that's putting the cart before the horse because they're not victims. You're assuming they're a victim and that's harassment. I think they're the ones that plotted extortion. So they're not the victims. They're the perpetrators. That's why they're being countersued. Of course, they too, innocent until proven guilty. So That case is in the United States. It's not in a kangaroo court in Romania. It's in Florida. And that is going forward. It will go to discovery. And that is where all this stuff's going to come out. Or the, you know, I think you and I talked about it before. This is before, that was before I even knew the Tate brothers, and, you know, just like commented on Twitter a few times, whatever. Now that I know more, and then there's a court case and it is going through, I don't want to risk jeopardizing it, because that's where they'll be exonerated. But I think this is part of the panic with DICOT, is they need some sort of shenanigan to jail them up in Romania to mess with the court case in Florida. Because once the court case in Florida goes forward, it undoes all this. Because the initial reason they were jailed and everything all relied on the testimony of these two girls who are in cahoots together, that did a number of things, and the audience probably knows, because it's out there if you want to know. But we'll just let it be and let it go through the court. Unlike the other side, that it's funny, they leak all these things trying to damn the brothers, which could make it inadmissible later, but I don't think they're worried about it, because the whole point's to damage the reputation so that they don't have credence and credibility to the things they're saying politically, criticizing COVID, criticizing the efficacy of the vaccines to that. Well, actually, the stuff I want to list that they've countered are things we can't say on YouTube. But that's how you know it's Matrix approved. You know, it's like, well, can't talk about these wars, you know, X, Y, and Z, the stuff you're not allowed to say. They said them all very loudly and with a lot of hyperbole sometimes, but that's their style, you know. And that's something people don't understand. Like the way two guys from Luton talk to each other and their friends is pretty coarse and rough, but they're just normal. But when other people hear people speaking like that, they would get freaked out. And like, well, they're not talking. They're, look at where they are or where they were when that was said. That's just how people go to the Bronx and listen to a conversation. Like, that's how people are in some places. So it's something else though, man. Like, and I've looked at it all. I asked the other side, okay, you keep saying this, you keep saying that. Where's the evidence? Give it to me and I'll be on your side. I'm not going to support a human trafficker or a fucking rapist. Like, show me, when did that happen? Who did it happen to? Where did it happen? When? How do you know? Nothing. It's like, you'll see, you'll see. All I get is the same BS over and over again. And then people bringing things up that are not relevant. Like, well, they had a webcam business, and I think that's sleazy. And I'm like, okay, they did. That's not illegal and not relevant. It reminds me a lot of accusations against Donald Trump. And I had the exact same thing happen when I've defended Trump for against some of the allegations saying he raped someone in Macy's, which is ridiculous, of the woman that named her cat vagina and say rape isn't physical and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, look, I can and I have criticized Donald Trump for a lot of stupid things he did. Ripping up the missile treaty with Russia, assassinating Soleimani, declaring the Golan Heights part of foreign country. I know. I made a whole film, Trump's sinus ball and chain, what gutted him. I will also admit when he does something right. He got out of TPP. He killed NAFTA. He did not expand the war in Syria. He's the one that initiated the pullout of Afghanistan. He doesn't want to go to war in Ukraine. So you have to look at it in a nuanced view and go, he did some stupid things, he did some good things. He never did the Macy's thing. And if you remember, and this was in British newspapers and American TV, there was a story that came out that said Trump paid hookers in Russia to piss on him. Do you remember the pee-pee gate thing? And that, it was completely made up. But Rachel Maddow and stuff, MSNBC were saying this garbage that Trump paid prostitutes to urinate on him. Like, what is this? Is the kind of stuff, like some of the crap they're going after Andrew, especially like, oh, he did this. It's just outlandish, but in shock value. And what happens with polemic figures, and this happens with Trump too, half the people just hate him no matter what the truth is. So when something comes along negative, they just believe it because it fits their narrative. And they don't look at what's the actual evidence of that. And it doesn't make me a Donald Trump fan or a tape fan or anti-Trump to just ask what the evidence is. And I would ask everybody, no matter who it is, I don't care if it's, you know, like Julian Assange, because he got falsely charged for these kind of things, to the Tates, to, I don't care if it was David Duke. Like, if you cannot allow the erosion of due process of law and a speedy trial and innocent until proven guilty. Because if you just condemn people because you don't like them, or you don't like this business they did, or this thing they said, or whatever, then you are allowing people to be shut down based on accusation alone, which is something Margaret Thatcher said in one of her closing speeches. Like, a court of law is where you determine these things. You can't allow accusation alone to determine guilt or innocence. And that's what's seemingly happening. Is they say, well, they used to have a sleazy business, therefore, all these things are true. I would say there is a huge jump from had a webcam business to kidnap people, grate them, started organized crime, money laundering, all this litany of stuff. There's a jump there. A webcam business is not illegal, and it's not extortion. Girls do these kind of things willingly. And they will go after Andrew's character and say, well, he had no remorse when these simps lost money, giving girls a bunch of money. I would say, well, what kind of moron thinks they're actually talking to the girl in their little fantasy thing on OnlyFans or whatever? That's like going to the casino and losing money and getting pissed off. Well, sir, it's a casino. That's what it is. You're going to lose money in the casino, most likely. And if you're paying money to watch a girl take her clothes off, whatever, and you think she actually likes you and is in love with you, you're retarded. Like, you cannot blame that on the business or the guy working or the girl working or the whoever's working with her, because it's a business. It's a chick. It's somebody answering her messages because she can't answer all that stuff. You are totally delusional if you think all those chicks are answering all those messages. Like, I'm sorry, maybe you shouldn't buy prostitutes. Like, blame yourself, not them. That's what I say. I don't have sympathy for people who lost money doing something dumb. That's all. And it's not illegal. And you could be like, well, he's a dick. Okay, you can have that judgment. But that's not a reason to put someone in jail. Whereas right. I can say you're a simp, you know, like.
We've got almost 700 watching live right now. So please support Ryan. If you're watching on YouTube, the link is at the description box top for his Twitter. And if you're on Twitter, it's at RY Liberty. So as usual, Ryan has opened with a lot of information to unpack. If you do have a question.
Also, Sean, chat. They're not dicks. Like, you've met them in person. You've interviewed them. The way they are off camera is very normal, cordial people. That's what everybody says. It's not the character of Andrew Tate online with the, you know, screaming he's going to uppercut somebody to the moon and whatever. Like, that's, yeah. It's like Tony Robbins or something. It's a motivational speaker. It's full of exaggeration, hyperbole, and hypermasculinity, because that's what he's trying to do. He psych you up. No one's like that 24 hours a day. Maybe Randy Savage.
So if you've got questions for Ryan, put them in the chat and we will get around to them. And the first question is saying, do you realize Tate's old uploads were him describing in detail how he had committed the crimes he's charged with? Right.
It's not the crimes he's charged with. So what he described in detail was stuff like ripping off simps that were paying for girls. They're not being charged with anything to do with that. They're being accused of forcing these girls to do sex work and taking their money from them or holding them in Romania against their will or something. That would be the human trafficking. That's not what's going on. And what's odd to me, like, let's say in a, like, let's say they did do all that stuff. They're guilty of all of it. Everyone would still admit it's politically motivated because no one cared when they were talking about manosphere stuff, what's called red pill, whatever. Nobody cared when they had a webcam business, as so many people do. Like, go get mad at the owners of OnlyFans, the owners of Pornhub, the owners of the people that do actual full-on movies of porn. It's so sleazy stuff. No, they hone in on these two because of their political positions. It's crystal clear. It's because they went against the system A, B, and C. Nobody gave a damn if they want to smoke cigars and drive Bugattis or whatever. It didn't matter. Misogyny stuff, that it's a pretext because they want to go after them for other things. And I know what Andrew said online, but he never said he kidnapped people or anything like that. And specifically the girls involved, like, they flew to Romania themselves. They stayed in a separate house with some other chicks that, and they did their little TikTok videos or whatever. Nobody took their phones away. Nobody took their money away. They weren't locked in a cage or anything. They were willing to leave whenever they wanted and did on their own money on a plane ticket because they were not kidnapped. They're not being trafficked. What they're trying to do is stretch the definition of human trafficking to be like, well, if you flirted with somebody and manipulated them, which is hilarious because these girls' entire job is to pretend to flirt with guys and manipulate them for money. That's the irony here. Well, that's the lover boy method. And so, like, girls have no agency, not motivated at all by the money they make on the business they were already doing wherever they lived. They're just doing it better in Romania. That they didn't actually want to do any of this stuff, and you somehow fooled them into doing it. Even when after they leave, they continue to do that business in Florida or wherever. Like, no, it is not a lover boy method. That is a huge jump. When you hear the word human trafficking, that implies to most people under the normal definition means using force or some sort of extreme leverage where you have to do something or you don't get to eat. Kidnapping them out of North Korea, whatever, and say, well, yeah, we'll let you into China if you do X, Y, and Z for us, or, you know, some kind of, like the cartels where they just physically go and tie you up, put you in a room somewhere. There, nothing like that happened. Girls already doing that kind of sleazy industry decided to go to Romania and get rich. That's all.
Got a couple more questions come in. If you ever got a question, put them in the chat, please.
So, and by the way, I don't advocate that industry. Like, I think it's disgusting. But as a libertarian, I feel like to each their own. I don't smoke cigars either, but some people enjoy them. You know, some people like to drink. Some people don't even eat meat. You know, everyone can do what they want to do. It's fine. I'm like, if you want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to gamble, you want to chase around women, that's on you. You know, why should it bother me what two other people are doing or what they do themselves?
Question from Juanita. Do you know if they have a good attorney and they will be cleared of these false allegations?
It seems like their attorney is good. I mean, they're having that case in Florida. That one will be cleared because these girls really messed up. I mean, they basically bragged about what they had pulled off in written language. So they're toast once that goes through. I worry about the money laundering charges because there's such an incentive. It's like that asset forfeiture in the U.S. You're talking about tens of millions of dollars worth of automobiles. And I can see the court just be like, yeah, because they want to keep them. You know, that's it. And most people, almost everybody, tries to hide some income so they don't have to, you know, get raped on their income tax every year. So, I mean, maybe they didn't. But as far as the more egregious charges of the R word and the trafficking, and they're really not after the R word so much, because one, that's always super hard to prove. And then the trafficking thing, like I said, is they have this warped definition that doesn't even resemble actual trafficking that they're trying to use. But I don't think they have much, because people actually are guilty of such a thing. And sometimes it's like, oh, you know, they did it way before it gets proven and stuff. Because, you know, you're not going to just go to jail for 3 months and be let out. And people, especially in Eastern Europe, if you raped somebody or you held some woman in detention, even one person, then you're not getting out of jail and you're going to have a trial quickly and they're going to pour it on. And this is the other thing. The fact that they were naming victims who were not victims, like the women themselves were saying, no, don't, I'm not a victim. Don't sign me up for that. Why would you do that? If you had one person who actually was a victim and you had evidence for it, then you don't need anything additional. That's already life in jail. The fact that you're trying to grab stuff where it doesn't exist means you have nothing else to go on.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You got an objection here from Dan. What if this was your 18-year-old daughter who was manipulated by these guys with the lover boy method? What would you say then?
Let's start the story in the middle too. I don't agree with lover boy method. It's like, you are an adult. You are a woman. You should not be doing webcamming anywhere. And, you know, if you add that going to Romania with, like, if you are going to do webcamming, I'd rather it be with the Tate brothers than on your own, because at least you'll be successful at it. But I'd prefer you not to do it at all. But with their Rolodex and production and all that, they made money, like everybody did. Everybody in that made money. But, you know, this was also before Andrew became a Muslim, and a lot of things change. People mature as they get older. A lot of what they call new rich, when people are real poor and they're on their way up, the first time they get a taste of money, they kind of go nuts. They party, they buy stupid stuff, they make bad decisions, and then they wise up and cool down or whatever. And I understand that argument. Like, I wouldn't want my 18-year-old involved in camming, period. Or I wouldn't want my son to buy a webcam. I wouldn't want him to waste his money on some whore taking her clothes off or whatever it is. Sometimes I talk to him, whatever. I wouldn't want that. I don't like that business. But it's just like my Trump example. Like, I'm not excusing that behavior or anything. We're talking about legal and illegal. And these people are being prosecuted, not because of that, but because of their other beliefs. The fact that they stand up for Palestine, the fact that they don't want a war in Ukraine, the fact that they don't want people to have forced medical procedures, that they did not agree with the climate alarmists, that they don't want drag queen stripping in your elementary school, that sometimes the return on investment for college isn't what it's paying out to be. Like, they have a lot of ideas that go against the grind, and that's what they're angry at these guys for. There's a lot of other people in the manosphere spaces. I'm not going to name them. but no one's saying anything to them. And they still run webcams and stuff right now. And they still have panels full of half naked women they argue with and stuff. It's just like, it's even when you're condemning it, you're still profiting off of it. Cause like, okay, why don't you have that girl on your show and make her put some clothes on? How come they're on your show at a bikini top or whatever? It's like, cause you are using her and your thumbnail stuff to make yourself money, you know, and no one's going after them. It's only the ones that went after the most taboo stuff that have the book thrown at them.
Just looking at the poll I put up before I came on with you, Ryan. So on YouTube, is Andrew Tate's latest arrest a Matrix attack? We're at 70% yes and 30% no. And I also put it up on Twitter. Let's have a look at what it is on my Twitter. Twitter's quite often different from YouTube. All right, so Twitter, they're saying 55% yes, 45% no. All right, so you've got another question here, and it's from Fern. Ryan, who started this? Was it the girls in mainstream media, and what media?
The arrests, it got started by, basically, there was this girl that Tristan met in Florida when he went to go do some show in Miami and one of these Manosphere things. And she's a self-professed compulsive liar. And she told him, you know, I want to go to Romania. I want to work on my music and da 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 da. He said, fine. And she went over there. I don't know if she thought she was going to get a ring and a castle, whatever, but you know, very clearly from what both of them are saying, I'm going to have this many girls that are, they were never, ever advertising monogamy or anything like that publicly. But, and this girl has done this crap to men before who she extorted. One of them killed himself, actually. She has a history of finding sugar daddies and then trying to extort them if they try to leave her. That's all I can say. And she went there with a boyfriend in the States. Well, you know, he didn't go. He calls her up. Where are you? I'm at the Tate's house. She's at some party. And that was the only time she was there, by the way, out of like 3 days. She was in some party, went and got pizzas and stuff and brought them back. Like went up to the road and brought the stuff back, some other chick. She didn't want to leave. So he's like, get out of there. She goes like, I can't, they won't let me leave. And this idiot took that to mean they won't let you leave. You're being held against your will, and called the authorities. And she just has to run with it, you know, and they were arrested right then, or at least they like came and raided their house and took them down to the station and they were out the same day. It was just some girl whose boyfriend freaked out that she was over there that called the authorities. That's all it was. And, but it turns out this girl is dangerous. I mean, she had done horrible things to men in the past and decides she recruits this other girl from the house they're in, who's a bit of a drug addict, and say, decide, let's go. I bet Andrew can give us money. Like, I don't want to say all this stuff because this is like going to come out in court, but like, it's real clear. And I've looked at it. And listen, guys, see that map on my wall of Jeffrey Epstein? I tracked that since about 2007. And I even have I've got his client list right here. And I mean, I got the names. I know how to do this kind of research. I have gone after people who actually traffic women, who engage in underage, you know what. I did the same to Peter Nygaard. He's now in jail. Jean-Luc Brunel, who went to jail, died. Epstein went to jail, died. Glenn Maxwell, currently in prison. I know the profile of these kind of people. And it's not, it just doesn't fit here. And so I have no qualms about going after people. I totally deplore this kind of behavior more than most, because it's to my own. The sad thing is, it was to my own detriment to make this map and to name these people and go after these criminals because they're so powerful and rich that it damaged my own life. Like, I got banned off everything. I've got kicked off payment processes. I'd be a millionaire right now. My Patreon alone would have been pulling in $96,000 a year if it had just sat still and add up the number of years from that. I mean, I have suffered for going after these criminal pedophiles and traffickers for real, the real monsters. As I was actually asked by somebody, a prominent journalist from Australia, to go after the Tates. I go, well, let's see what they did. So I looked into it and there was just nothing there. I mean, there's this sleazy crap and stuff. Like, anybody, if you really dig into their background, you find anybody's got embarrassing stuff. But it's, they were actually remarkably not criminal. Like, it was amazing. They really help a lot of people. They were given to charity and didn't even take credit for it. They did a lot of things. They just, because they wanted to. Tristan especially just randomly helps people who have a sob story, finds them, and it's like sends them money and changes their life. Who does that? Why would people with hundreds of millions of dollars even care about all this political stuff? They could just retreat into hedonism and be done with it. But they don't. And I have talked to the brothers. Like, my last conversation with Andrew, all he wanted to know about was what's going on in Sudan with the civil war there. Because they both just walked away from the peace conference in Geneva. And there's a huge famine. And he wanted to know what he could do about it. Didn't even talk about the case or anything. I never talked about the case with them. They just want to know what's going on in the world. What's going on in Yemen? You know how many people, you know how many other people ask me about Yemen or Sudan? I get stuff about Palestine sometimes, but nobody cares about Africa. Nobody cares about Yemen. But Andrew's asked me about it all the time.
All right, before the next question then, so the viewer who asked about the lawyers for the Tates, I did interview Joe McBride a couple years ago. That one is still on the channel. It's not been taken down. And I've also got Andrew and Tristan's interviews on the channel. If you want to find them, it's Andrew Tate's Craziest Prison Stories and Tristan Tate's Craziest Prison Stories. All right, so the next question, I'll put them in the description box after this. The next question is then, surely the prosecution have enough now to start a trial?
You'd think so. So that, and that's, you know, look, it could be that they're just really great hustling con men and they actually are these most nefarious double life, whatever. And that would come out in a trial. They want to have a trial. There was a period where they like, you can drop all this Romania stuff, but we have this other case in Britain to deal with. They said, nuh-uh, I want to go to trial in Romania and clear my name. They're going to find out in October. It's like, that's the date when they'll find the date. When they'll finally have a trial and can go over what they have, they don't throw all their stuff online. The other side does. Because part of this is to destroy their reputations. And what'll happen, even when and if they're exonerated, half the people won't believe it because they just hate them. And they'll go, oh, they just bribed the judge. They did this. They'll have some excuse. And likewise, if it does come out, there's some horrible evidence of them doing crazy stuff with women. Half the side will say, oh, they made that up. It's just the Matrix, whatever. When you have polemic figures, that's just how it's going to be. People have already picked a team and they're just light switch brain. They're either loyal to this or they, you know, they hate that. I saw the same thing with Trump. I saw the same thing with Julian Assange. There are people who think he raped those people in Sweden because they were mad because they thought he cost Hillary the election. Let me tell you something. Hillary cost Hillary the election. You can't be mad at somebody for exposing your crimes. Be mad at yourself for doing the crimes, you know. But they're looking forward to the trial. They want nothing more than to get their day and get their say in court. But Romania is still on the paper system. It's a beautiful country and it's wonderful in a lot of respects, but the judicial system is not one of them. And there's a lot of actual human trafficking in Romania, and there are a lot of webcam businesses in Romania, and nobody could name one of them other than this case. It soaked up all the attention. Note too that the day that the Virgin Islands sued to get Chase Morgan to show the hush money they were paying to Epstein victims, that this is when Andrew and Tristan got arrested. And so if you looked anything up about human trafficking, where it all went to the Tate case and not the Epstein case, like it acted like a dragnet on Google to divert attention away from what should be the most prolific, massive sexual blackmail ring ever, which involved heads of state, prime ministers, presidents, you name it. They're up on that wall. There's a dozen billionaires on that map. It's something else. That doesn't get attention. This does, which is odd. Because this is, even if everything was true and they raped all these girls, it's insignificant compared to Epstein and what was going on there.
Next question is from Juanita. Will the channels be demonetized? I think they've only got, all they got left is X and Rumble, isn't it?
Yeah, X, Rumble, and Telegram. But I don't think their Telegram is monetized. However, you can monetize Telegram, knock on wood. That just happened. So that is a place. And they don't have a Substack, but I believe they could. That's another free speech place. I think there is BitChute and Odyssey, but it's kind of redundant because it's the same as Rumble, really. But there are options now. But yeah, I mean, they were... I think Andrew, at least, he was the most Googled person 1 year in the world. They were all over TikTok, all over YouTube. And even when their accounts were banned, other people would take their clips because it is funny. Come on. And they'd put them on and it was just everywhere. Now, if anyone else puts Tate stuff on YouTube, they'll be banned. Same thing with TikTok. So it's, but Elon had him back. So Andrew has 10 million, Tristan, 3 million. 3.5, whatever, on the X platform. And then they have Tate Speech on Rumble. That's sort of the main. That's got a couple million. And then they have some other Rumble channels for different stuff, goofing off and whatever. But that's really all. And then the rest is stuff they made themselves. The Real World and the War Room and University.com and all that stuff, where it's that's different than social media. So they have their own private things. But the only social media that allowed out on all is essentially X and Rumble. And Rumble's not even like a main, like, it's not like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I mean, it's not one of the juggernauts. It's growing. But, and I'm on Rumble. I'm from the beginning, I've been on Rumble. But it's definitely alternative media. Most people, when they go to watch a video on their phone or whatever, they just go to YouTube. Let's be honest. That's how it is. I would encourage you to add the Rumble app if you're into political stuff anyway, because that's all on Rumble. Because nobody, almost no one's allowed to talk on YouTube. And when they do, they have to self-censor.
Right. Next question is from Nikki. I'll rephrase this. I'll read it and then I'll rephrase it. What did Ryan think of the video that Andrew Tate released instigating the riots in the UK? I would rephrase that as in the video Andrew Tate released allegedly contributing to the riots in the UK, because it's far more complex than just one.
Yeah,
video,
Piers right? Morgan tried to twist that, and it's not just Andrew. Like, the whole narrative on that is, oh, there were riots because of disinformation that said some dude was a migrant that stabbed these girls. Okay, I don't think it matters if he's a migrant or not. There was somebody that stabbed girls at a Taylor Swift concert. There are stabbings all the time. I just saw one where a father pushing a stroller with a baby in it got stabbed in the neck, and they're laughing about it and stuff. The reason people rioted wasn't because somebody on Twitter like blamed a crime on a undocumented migrant. the reason people rioted is they're just sick. It was such an egregious crime, and it's on top of, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. They don't have, or they don't feel like they have a political solution. The Conservative Party got trounced. Labor comes in. Nothing changes. In fact, it gets worse. They're prosecuting people for thought crimes. They're sick of little kids getting stabbed to death. And they're sick of the two-tier justice system. There should be zero shield when crimes, rapes, stabbings, whatever happen, and it's by immigrants or minorities, whatever. You can't not prosecute those things because you're afraid of how it looks, that it will make racism or it'll make people xenophobic. Quite the opposite. Not prosecuting foreigners who stab people, it makes people hate foreigners more. It makes them, people who weren't xenophobic, become xenophobic. And the other thing is, you're going to have a debate about what a migrant is, because they would say, well, this person was from Bath or whatever, you know, just saying in my head, like they're from Wales or they're from England. They were born here, but their parents weren't. I don't think that person, based, I'm not talking about legally, like nationally, yeah, if you're born in England, you're English, but you're not really part of British culture or history. That's not in my head. You know, if a Chinese person is in England, or, you know, English person's in China, but like, yeah, you moved to China. You're not Chinese. Like, now if you learn Chinese and do everything Chinese, whatever, be like, okay, you are culturally Chinese, whatever. I don't see that. I don't see assimilation. If somebody's, you know, second generation migrant, but they never assimilate and they hate British people, they hate Westerners, and they hate white people or something, they hold some sort of prejudice, then that person doesn't identify as British themselves. States, when Californians move to Texas, whatever, and they raise their kids super liberal in California, what? They don't consider themselves Texan, even though that's where they live. And the Texans don't consider them Texan. They call them Yankee transplants because that's what they are. It's a completely different culture. They're all American, sure, legally and all. But we understand. They're like, yeah, but you're not really Texan. I don't care if, you know, if you're born here or not, because you have two Yankee parents and that's how you are, da, 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 da. What we have is a media that fosters identity on subcultures, stupidly based on race and religion and this and that. I'm not saying there's anything, I don't believe in biological teleology. I think that's garbage. It's how you're raised. And if you are raised in such a way where you label yourself an outsider and you don't consider yourself British, and they're colonizers and this and that, and that's the view you have in your head, then what's the difference? Like, if you were born in wherever, like, it's how you behave that matters. I mean, I'm in Korea right now. I lived in Japan for 16 years. I assimilated to Japanese, learned the language. I had children born there. Like, but I'm not Japanese. I'm still American. I have, like, legally, I got a card that says I'm Japanese. Like, I can allowed to vote there and stuff, but like, I'm still a foreigner. So, and my kids are whatever, you know, we'll see. But it's a way, it's not something you can define just by like, oh, you're born in da da da. Like, I have a young kid, he's 3. He was born in Japan. He's now in Korea. He's probably going to spend most of his life in Korea. Is he Japanese? That's where he was born. I mean, these kind of definitions are silly about what piece of dirt you were on when you popped out into the world. Like, it's about, you know, what is your culture? Do you have heritage to that place or not, or to somewhere else? There are people in America and in Chinatown still speak Chinese, you know, all the way down. Their heritage is still Chinese. There's other people also ethnically Chinese that speak English, don't know a lick of Chinese. Like, your rate of assimilation is not automatic. And it cannot just be judged so simply by born here or not. This person that's stabbing girls at a concert clearly did not identify as part of British culture or society. I mean, you're talking about a psychopath to stab strangers. for what? What was the motive to do that? That's why people are rioting. There's sick people getting stabbed. You don't need someone on social media to scapegoat somebody or something. Now, I don't agree with burning mosques or churches or anything like that, and neither did Andrew. He never advocated attacking religious sites or any of the crap that went on. You want to get the shake the jar and get the ants to kill each other. The only thing Andrew got wrong in his tirade was that he wasn't an undocumented migrant. He was just a second generation migrant, whatever. Splitting hairs, whatever. It doesn't change the point. And you cannot blame riots of people in another country who may never even seen an Andrew Tate tweet or anything. They all had their different reasons. But if you went and asked them, which journalists did, what's this about? Nobody said, well, I saw on Facebook or I saw on Twitter, blah, 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 blah. No, it was, I'm sick of all the crime and the stabbings. I feel like we have no representation. There's nothing we can do about it. Violence is the last thing left. That's why they did it. That's why any population, when they get up arms and risk going to jail and do violent things, there is something seriously wrong with the society for its population to just wake up one day and act like that. They didn't all just become racist overnight or something like that. That's not what they're doing. They're sick of people getting stabbed. They're sick of people living in hotels for free while they have to work their ass off. Because that's another thing, is they went and attacked the hotels. It is not the refugees' fault or whatever they live like. But look, it is unfair to give people of one section free housing who are not even citizens, while other people can barely pay their mortgage or their rent. You have to understand that the bottom rung of the ladder is really getting screwed and is going to be permanently angry. Like, they don't live in the suburbs or whatever. Like, think if you are on the same level as one of these refugees. You're poor, you're working 9 to 5, you're busting your balls. You don't get a free hotel, you know? You don't get a stipend, a free cell phone, like all this stuff. That's what makes them mad. Like, you're subsidizing one group while taking money and punishing the other. And then you have all this crime in addition to that. They're gonna snap. And I'm not saying the violence is right. I think it's wrong and makes it worse. But I think what happened had nothing to do with people getting some of the facts wrong on Twitter or whatever. I mean, Piers Morgan kept saying, you lied. Like, you didn't lie. You were just wrong. Morgan, on the other hand, lies all the time. initially supported genocide, supported all the wars except for Iraq. I don't think he supported that one, but totally supports the war in Ukraine and Russia stuff. I'm like, what are you? You're in bed with neo-Nazis. Shut up. You know, like, this is disgusting. But what they're doing is they're trying to blame influencers and things. And this goes back to the Trump shooting, too. They're going to say he had encrypted accounts because they want to close down Signal and Telegram and all these apps. They want to blame it on that so they can take away any semblance of free speech and assembly you have by saying, well, a criminal could use this. A criminal could use Monero. So we're going to have to regulate crypto and da 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 da. They want to go after that. They're going to use that to go after the Second Amendment in the United States. And they want to go after these social media outlets that they don't control, because they control Facebook. They control YouTube. They used to control Twitter. They control Twitch. They control WhatsApp. They control Discord. They don't have Telegram. They don't have TikTok, although China's not much better. And they don't have X. That's what they're going for. They want to make it so you can't say things on X. Like, look, we have community notes, blah, blah. It should have said, hey, right underneath the post right away, this part isn't true. It's actually this. Okay. I mean, that's what you do then.
So before the next question, when Ethan's pointed out, it's the government policy that's made the people angry. And I agree with that. And just as succinctly as possible, go back to Bush and blur crime families, bomb the shit out of the poorest countries of the world, terrorize those people, kill hundreds of thousands, babies, women, call it collateral damage, make trillions of taxpayers' money off the back of it. Those people then are too scared to live in their own countries because you got ISIS and stuff created by the CIA, Obama, Clinton. They come here, and then the government's here, like Ryan said, the contracts to house them. Serco is making hundreds of millions. So we bomb the crap out of them, bring them here, make trillions there, make billions here, gets the wage costs down because there's more an expanded labor force. So the elites make even more money from keeping the wages down. Rent prices, house prices go up because they keep the housing stock fixed. So the landlords and the elite landlords make every single way the government policy turns.
The same thing with Section 8 in the United States. And people will try to make this a religious thing. It's not. Even if a lot of migrants are from Pakistan or North Africa, whatever, and they might be Muslim. Well, over in the United States, it's from Mexico and Latin America, and they're all Catholic. No one cares that they're Catholic. No one cares that they're Christian. It's not about which deity they worship or whatever. You cannot import millions of people from any religion or no religion or anything and take care of them all and expect it not to have a huge impact on your society. You're not sending over doctors and engineers. Like these are people coming to live on the dole to take welfare. Some people come to work too. Still, that's going to compete with the citizens. And what happens too, and this happens in the United States as well.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A lot of people from Latin America, from Mexico especially, do have a strong work ethic and will get a job if they can, but they'll also collect the welfare because what they do, they'll go and they'll get their benefits and lie and say they don't have a job. And then they'll go and get paid under the table at a job and say, well, we can't make it official because I'll get deported or whatever. So they get paid it in cash or paid under the table. So that way they don't have to report their job. So that they're getting all the welfare from the United States government plus their job, which allows them to accept a lower wage because it doesn't really matter because that's all extra money on top of the money they're getting for free anyway. And that's a lot of what's going on. And like you don't need to blow up boats. You don't need to build a wall. If you want to get rid of illegal immigration, it's what I always say. If you don't want ants, don't pour sugar on the floor. Get rid of the benefits and this all goes away. They're not flooding into Japan because there's no welfare. It's a first world country. It has all the things they want. There's no welfare. They're not pouring into South Korea because they don't give them money. You can work, you can immigrate, you can get a job, you can do that. Like I just did, like that's the only way. You're not going to come and live in a free hotel and get a stipend and all that stuff. That's why you look at all the countries that are bypassed. If you're a refugee, a war refugee or something from Libya or something, like I have sympathy, Syria, there are a lot of legitimate refugees, but you went past Turkey. You went past, you went past every country in Europe to get up to the UK or Sweden. I mean, those are on the top. You were already safe many times before you reach England. Why are you going all the way up there? Because the benefits. That's why.
The other thing is that instead of spending the trillions of taxpayers' money bombing the crap out of these countries, they spend that money helping these countries build themselves, then people wouldn't want to leave.
It's not just the wars, it's the predatory loans too. It's the IMF, the World Bank. There's economic sabotage. And of course, the war in Iraq, the war in Syria, the war in Libya, the big ones, the fostered civil war in Sudan. And then, obviously Israel and Palestine, there's a war in the Congo too, with Rwanda. They foster these things and they finance mercenary groups, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, like you mentioned, ISIS with, you know, the Al-Nusra Front, which is HDS, Iral al-Sham, even the FSA. These groups that are in ISIL, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, MEK, Baluchistani terrorists, like these are all financed by the same four entities. And it's the United States and Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. And when I say the U.S., that includes the U.K. and France because they act like lapdogs. You don't have sovereignty over yourself. If you didn't start all these wars, there wouldn't be all these refugees. There wouldn't be these economic conditions that make people desperate enough to go try to learn another language, go to a different country, and live on welfare. Like, that's still better than where they're from. It wouldn't be that way. Libya was a functional North African country that got flipped upside down and handed over to Al-Qaeda. Iraq lost 1 million people for nothing. They did not have WMDs, and Tony Blair knew that, and George Bush knew that. That wasn't a mistake. They consciously lied. They cherry-picked information, and they fabricated information. They knew there were no mobile weapons labs. That's why they had to use a cartoon picture when they made the case at the UN. Colin Powell is pointing to cartoons. And Jacques Chirac was having none of it. He said, "What? This isn't evidence." But they went with it. They're like, "Well, you're in violation of UN Resolution 1441. You're not allowed to have WMDs. We're saying you have WMDs. We put you in a position where you have to prove a negative, prove you don't have something." They allowed the inspectors in. They allowed the IAEA in from the Atomic Energy Agency. Were cleared by all things, and it didn't matter. They're like, "Yeah, you moved them around somewhere." And so that was their idea. Is, we inspected this site and that site, but you put them on trucks and moved them around. That was the case of Mobile Weapons Lab, supposedly had anthrax and VX gas. And a British citizen and scientist went down there and completely debunked that. His name is David Kelly. His last correspondence was with Judith Miller. And guess what happened to him? Exactly. He got Gary Webbed. And there were many of those. That's the saddest thing. That happened during the war. I mean, Bill Cooper was in 2001 because he gave details. He said they're going to hit the World Trade Center and blame it on Osama bin Laden. So, and David Kelly, same thing. He debunked the wars about, he debunked the lies about mobile weapons labs. Then you had Webb killed. He was an Iran-Contra whistleblower and was getting into CIA narcotics, and he got disappeared. Journalists were fired. FBI translators had gag orders put on them, like Sybil Edmonds. That was in 2004. I got blanket banned in 2005. Like, even the woman that took a photograph of the coffins with American flags on it showing the costs of the war in Iraq got fired from the Seattle Times. So did her husband. They just fired him too for good measure. And even recently, Gonzalo Lira, American journalist in Ukraine, covering what was actually going on. They arrested him, tortured him, and they let him die in jail. And the State Department, it wasn't like Brittany Griner in Russia, the basketball player. They let him languish and die, never lifted a finger, never tried to get him out because he's on wrong think. You can't criticize Ukraine. You can't tell the truth about what's happening there. He was a Chilean and American citizen, and he died last year. I knew him. I mean, I don't know if we were friends. I mean, I enjoyed talking to him. I interviewed him. And I guess we were friends. Only knew him about a year and a half. But, you know, we talked about his children and stuff. And it was sad because I have that part recorded. I didn't put it online. But, that's what he was doing it for. And his kids will never know him now. They'll never get to know their father. And that was a journalist, clearly persecuted and killed because of his views on the Russia-Ukraine war. He lived in Kharkiv. And fortunately, his wife is in Germany. I can say that because I know they know anyway. So they made it out or whatever for now. But this is what I mean. They just like they just raided Scott Ritter's house. Why? What are you doing? He got in a case of entrapment too, and it was because he was outspoken critic of the lies about WMDs because he's the head inspector that knew that they had gotten rid of him because he personally went and checked it in 98. And
he was offered millions by the Bush Cheney crime families, the weapons cartel, to say that there were weapons of mass destruction, and he refused. He's such a man of integrity. I watch him all the time
on YouTube. That's how he is, and they, you know, that's another guy. Like, they confiscated his computer enough. There was no CP on it or anything. Almost everybody that engages in kitty fiddling starts off with enormous repertoire of porn on their computer. And he didn't have anything. I mean, what happened in that was just basically he was just in a cyber room with an adult who did a switcheroo at the last second and was like, aha. I mean, it was total entrapment. And totally because of his political stances. That's all that was. And they have not let off him since. When his house got raided, they recycled those old stories. It's disgusting, man. And meanwhile, like when I was talking about the stupid story of Trump getting peed on in Russia, whatever, that is something that actually applies to Hunter Biden. He did do that. Kind of stuff and scat and worse. It's screaming in pain as they beat you. They always seem to be guilty of their own accusations. Some people say their accusations are confessions. When Biden was saying it's quid pro quo, you took money from Russia and Ukraine, he did that and admitted it at a CFR meeting. And the actual phone call that he's referring to in that CFR meeting is recorded, and the recording's online. It's on my BitChute. I think it's my second most popular video. It came from the Anti-Corruption Agency of Ukraine. And like, here it is. Here's the whole conversation. Total quid pro quo. Fire the prosecutor looking into my son and Burisma. Da, 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 da. Everything they accused Trump of, they were guilty of doing themselves, including the weird pissing hooker stuff. So what's that mean about Dicot?
Question from Nikki. This has been an interesting one recently. Does Ryan have any knowledge or theories on the billionaire's boat that sank, the Lynch's?
Oh, and the car accident.
A few days before.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one's obvious. And I believe it's the same thing as all of you, the same suspicion. I mean, that is quite a coincidence. It seems like somebody's offing the defendants. I mean, it's like working for Boeing. A lot of Boeing engineers and employees have all had accidents or suicides. And but to take down a boat is difficult and a very expensive way to get rid of somebody. So that might have actually been an accident, but sometimes they do the ultra expensive, ridiculous thing as a way of really giving you the finger and saying, yeah, we're going to make it real obvious that we did this to show you how much we don't care and aren't worried about it. Because when you off somebody in such a ridiculous manner, what does that say to everybody else in the case? Shut your mouth.
Right, question from Liz. Sorry to change the subject. What do you think about Zuckerberg admitting the government had them censor Americans on Bookface?
Bookface. Especially about the Mexican beer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we were all saying. I said that on your show. I said everything we knew and discovered in the Twitter files applies to all the other ones, to Meta and the rest of it. There's no way the government was acting that way on Twitter and not acting that way on Bookface and Graham Insta and TubeU. I'm not shocked at all. We ought to be, oh my gosh, really? They twisted your arm. The only thing that's surprising is that Zuckerberg didn't want to do it. Because it seemed like he was just ideologically far left and was like, sure, you know, I'll do this. But basically, he started training in jiu-jitsu. I swear physiognomy is a thing. It makes your right wing if you lift weights or train martial arts. And he's like, I'm not doing that. But he complied. And they hold that over him, that Section 230. They say, hey, we're going to make you liable for anything anybody says in your platform unless you comply. And they dragged him before Congress and they made him have hearings, you know, all the CEOs of all the things, including the guy who some reason trying to look like Data from Star Trek. Don't you think so? Like, if you take Mark Zuckerberg and Data from Next Generation Star Trek, is this show in the 90s? It's, I mean, who's an android, by the way? Pretty similar. Pretty similar in mannerisms. Although the one's an actor trying to act like a robot, and the other one is just autistic as hell, or whatever he is. I don't know. He's just weird. But the only shocking part of the whole story was that Zuckerberg was like, man, I don't want to do that, but I have to.
Is it a lightweight question for you? Ryan, you look so young. How did you get so wise?
I mean, the better question would be, how did I get to look so young? Because I'm not young. I get it a lot, though. It's funny because when I was doing radio, I remember Bill Still. He did Money Masters, the OG about the Federal Reserve and Rothschilds. I think that everybody knows now. He started that in the 90s. And he's like, guys like us, our age. And I'm like, I'm not quite your age yet. But he just thought I was around his age based on the knowledge of the subject matter, I guess. But I don't know. I can't help how I look. Like, I don't do anything special. Just maybe it's the Native American genes or something. But so, you know, don't do bad habits. Don't do drugs. Don't drink or drink in moderation. Try to get enough sleep, which is odd because I don't sleep enough. So, I don't know. I'll take the compliment, though.
Question from Juanita. Have you been in contact with a viable, trustworthy source for your knowledge? I think referencing the Tates, that is.
Yeah, I mean, everything I'm saying, I don't want to give up sources or anything, but like I approach the other side on this first. Actually, they approached me, like tried to recruit me to go against them. And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't like anybody. Like the accusations leveled at them are horrific. And they know that. You know, I hate that kind of behavior in those people, and I've nailed people before way more powerful than them. I agree. I was like, okay, but you know, we gotta make sure it's true first. Like, oh yeah, it is. I said, well, what do you have? Because I don't find anything yet. Do you have something? And if they do, they're not sharing it. I'm like, well, you know, if you'd like me to be on your side, you got to give me this super secret information or whatever you got, because I've seen your claims. They're like, there's one where Tristan took some 17-year-old's virginity. They cut out the part where he was also 17 and make it look like he did that recently or something. Like, it's all little, like, totally disingenuous crap like that, where they won't show you the whole interview. They won't even link to where you can go see the interview. They just show the clip they want to show and don't give you the context. And they've also recently been lying about me. And this gave me full confidence. Like, when I have any doubts, because these guys, they hustle, you know, they had hustle. Like, they are good at that. I'm pretty good at that, or finding that. I'm not good at it, because I lack the lack of moral character, whatever. But like, when they start lying about me, which I know isn't true because I am me, then I go, okay, I can't believe you on anything else, because you guys made this stuff up and not one of you approached me to ask me about it. And like, you could DM me on Twitter. I'm very reachable, and you're just going to go ahead and do a write-up about me without even asking my side of it at all. there's this guy named Myron Gaines that like did these screenshots. The dude's a fucking liar. Like he's he's lied about me constantly. I don't know what his deal was. Like I was going to go on a I hate doing this e-drama crap, but I feel like I've been forced to now. So it's a very womanly thing to take screenshots of Telegram, which he edited his own responses. And you can see edit in the thing, right? Because that's not what he had initially said. And whatever, they're basing this story on these things. I said, well, would you want to know what that actually is? Because I can tell you, no one even bothered asking me about it. Just ran with it. Like, oh, you're getting paid by the Tates. They paid you to go harass their victim in Florida. Okay. I'm not being paid by the Tates or harassing a victim in Florida. I don't even live in the United States. If they wanted information on the girl in Florida, they would hire a private investigator who lives in Florida. Not me in Korea. I don't think they knew I lived in Korea. They thought I was going from North Carolina or something, probably. These guys have a lot of money. They don't need to hire some guy in Asia that's got already has a different job and everything and children and stuff to like somehow go to Florida for a couple days and resolve this whole case in 2 days. That's how super big brain smart this guy is, whatever. Like, what a crock. I went to Florida and visited my mom and Larry Johnson, who's a former CIA analyst, and we talked about Ukraine and Israel. I met with some guys about a supplement company thing, and I set up a brokerage account. And this is no one's business, but I'll just tell you, like, the reason I did that, if you've looked at the Japanese yen and won, it's not done well, and I thought it would be a good move to take the money I had and put it in dollars and put it in a brokerage firm or at least an interest-bearing savings account or something because the yen was in free fall. That was my primary purpose. And then I met Larry Johnson and the supplement stuff as like extra. I actually missed out on a day because Juneteenth became a federal holiday. So the bank was closed and you can look it up right after that was Saturday, Sunday, close. So I had to do everything on the 18th. So that's what I did. And then I met with some fans and went home. Had nothing to do with the Tates. It was in Orlando, by the way, not Miami, Fort Lauderdale, or any of that. And the girl that they're worried about now lives in Louisiana anyway. And if I was doing research on a thing, that's not harassment. That's finding out what's going on, which is what people ought to do. But that's none of that stuff happened. And no one asked. And I'm like, well, they, you know, it's pretty stupid because you should just know on the face of it. What a dumb thing to do to hire somebody who lives in Asia to go to Florida for you. I pay for my tickets and stuff. I, you know, it's hard to get back and forth to America. And that kind of pisses me off because I'm earning that through like shekel chats on Rumble and stuff very slowly. I have to earn money almost all year to do the kind of travel and stuff so my kids can see their grandparents and things, which I would not be in that position, you know, if I worked for the CIA or if I was getting paid by some whale. Like, nah, I'm not allowed on PayPal. I'm not allowed on Patreon. I can't use any of that stuff. Stripe, like all that stuff. Korea won't even monetize Twitter because they don't have Stripe in the whole country. Trust me, like what pisses me off the most, like of the whole thing, is accusing me of getting money. That makes me mad. I'm like, oh, I'd make so much more money if I switched sides and just gave CNN propaganda and da 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 da. You know, like I'm not even allowed on crypto exchanges. Got banned from Coinbase, Binance. Like and that really irks me because I was totally aware. I knew Adam Kokesh's stuff back in the day when Bitcoin was nothing, but I couldn't capitalize on it because they banned me from the exchanges. Today, there's a lot more exchanges, but back in the day, you know, there was like Binance, Coinbase, there's only a few, and I was kicked off them all. And that's what, like, anybody that thinks this stuff, like, well, crypto, that'll go against the petrodollar, and blah, 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 like, it, It is not. It's a token that you have to liquidate back into dollars, so you're still tied to the fiat currency. All it is like a digital Beanie Baby that you can try to buy some coin and then sell it to somebody for more than what you bought it for. It's total speculation, completely based on hype. So what? You can still make money doing it. Not when you're banned on the exchanges. I have been effed into the dirt. Like, so many financial opportunities that other people have, I am not allowed to do. Like, when you're kicked off PayPal, you can't do Podbeam, you can't do iTunes, you can't do, because they all pay you through PayPal. People don't understand this stuff. Like, that stuff triggers me to no end. Like, I don't even care about the other accusations and stuff. It's like, getting paid, that pisses me off.
Well, thank you for answering all the questions, Ryan. There's over 1,000 in the chat. Please support Ryan's work. His link's at the top of the description box. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers?
I would say that know that if you don't know something, be aware of your own ignorance. And I'm not using ignorance in a derogatory way. I'm using it in the way the word's meant to be, lack of knowledge. Rather than having some like steadfast, militant opinion on something, because it's such an emotionally charged topic, take a step back and say, what do I actually know about this? Not watching cherry pick clips on Twitter curated by people that hate someone's guts. And whether that is Julian Assange or Jeremy McKenzie or Andrew Tate or Pavel or whoever, Donald Trump, you know, you have to recognize that polemic figures, and Trump's a great example, are always going to have people that automatically hate them no matter what the truth is. And they're going to present to you a case that supports their narrative and give you no counter narrative. I would say, no matter who it is, and it doesn't matter if the biggest asshole in the world and you don't like anything about them, you always have to support due process of law, the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, and an expedient trial. Because if you don't have a trial forever and ever, then the punishment is the process. And none of these have occurred in this case. Been waiting for years to have a trial. They're thrown in jail while they're looking for a crime. None of the charges have been proven. No evidence has been presented in a court. And so they haven't had their day to present their side. And so I would wait and look at, because you can't expect everybody to just research everything on their own. Let the process happen before you condemn people. There will be a trial eventually, unless they get killed in jail. And that is how you determine guilt or innocence. Not spurgs on the internet giving you only their side of things. Look at how many times that has happened before. The way they lied about Hunter Biden and said 51 intelligence agents agree that this laptop is Russian propaganda. That was completely not true. The laptop was real. It was not Russian propaganda. But there were 51 intelligence people who signed off on that. All 51 of them lied. The PP Gate stuff, Russia, 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 the Charlottesville thing, the suckers and losers thing, the bloodbath thing, like very fine people thing, it's all been BS. And equally, you can look at some of the smears of Jeremy Corbyn, and I don't agree with him politically either, but he is not anti-Semitic, and that is what they just kept pounding into your head like he was Hitler or something, which is ridiculous. And that doesn't make me pro Corbyn or pro Trump or any of that. Like, the things these guys are getting accused of, you have to look at the level of the lies about like the Russian hookers and stuff. Made it all the way to MSNBC, BBC. They all said this crap. You look at the war propaganda, same thing. The president, the prime minister, you know, everybody on CNN, BBC, The Guardian, Channel 4, whatever, all of it, they all lied. And they were all proven wrong, and there were no consequences, no one got fired, nothing happened. When someone like Phil Donahue spoke out against the Iraq war, they fired him. Replace him with someone that'll get in line. You have to understand, you do not have a free press. Whether they call it the Matrix or the system or the man or whatever. Look, these are psychotic war profiteering, sometimes pedophiles. They don't care about you. They lie to you every day. So I would not trust cherry pick videos about the Tates or whatever. And it's not just them. You know, what this Telegram case, even the Trump shooting, like there's so much they're hiding. The Secret Service won't answer questions. Like they tried to kill him. You can't trust what you're reading in the BBC, for example. It's absolute garbage on everything, on your medical advice, on saying the ice caps are going to melt the next 8 to 12 years. And I'm not saying the earth isn't warming. I'm just saying that alarmist sky is falling Chicken Little's take that we only have 12 years before it floods like in the movies. Okay, that's BS, you know, and they just want you to tax the carbon, eat the bugs, shut your mouth. Like, they hate you and they can't stand it when someone with reach and knowledge starts doing counter narrative. They will find some reason to shut that person up, put him in jail, give him a 2-day cancer, a car accident, or a boating, you know, a yacht, whatever. They want to get rid of them. If they can't censor them, then they'll destroy their reputation to the point where no one will want to publicly admit they follow them or anything, because they've just been trashed, you know, and they'll do that. They did it to Michael Jackson, in my opinion. They've done it to a lot of people in the past, that some of them, Bill Cosby, I thought he was guilty at first when I really decided, you know, don't listen to hot Cosby jokes on South Park. Look at the case. It wasn't what they were saying at all. But what had happened is he came out talking to the black community, and he was conservative, and he's a billionaire, and he's well known, and he had reach and he had influence. Boom, hit him with a scandal. Go through and look at the people who get targeted. Elliot Spitzer. He had an affair with some 19-year-old or whatever, but okay, that's gross. But that story came out after he was blowing the whistle on the subprime mortgages and what was going on. Anybody, Vitter, same thing. Whoever, Matt, that is, came out against those stories, suddenly they either had a scandal or they invented one. It's a wrap-up smear. Nancy Pelosi, because she's drunk all the time, straight up admitted it, what a wrap-up smear, and bragging about it in front of you want to talk politics? And then she started going on what a wrap-up smear is and how they merchandise it, and they get the media to say something, and then they quote themselves. Like, that's what they're doing. And they do it all day. They're scared of Telegram. They're scared of Rumble. The whole country of France doesn't have Rumble. They banned RT in the EU. Why? What do they not want you to know? Well, you know, we are a couple weeks away from 9/11. I would encourage you all to see my work on that. If you want to really blow your head off, just blow your mind. I'm not talking, there's a lot of goofy stuff said about that event. And that was on purpose. That's to turn it to a tar baby. They lied about 9/11. They blamed it on Iraq. They said Muhammad Atta got anthrax in Prague from senior Iraqi officials. That was not true. And that lie was James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, appointed by Clinton, who had been compromised by Epstein. God damn, Bill Clinton was compromised by Epstein. That was the president of the United States. He's meeting him and Glenn Maxwell in the West Wing. They're doing dinner and champagne. Come on, people. What do you think he wanted? What did he get him to do for him? Think it through. Of course he got Woolsey appointed to the head of the CIA. William Burns, current director of the CIA, also in Epstein's calendar. That's the actual Matrix. That's the people calling the shots that are in charge of governments, that are in charge of, you know, law bodies. That's who's letting people stay in free hotels and keeping the border open, you know, hiking, just printing money, causing inflation. And everyone's speaking out against that. They label them a racist or a misogynist or something, you know. And the Tates are very effective. And it is clear, crystal clear to me, that this is a politically motivated witch hunt. And they zeroed in because they did have a sleazy webcam business. And so they're like, that will be our foothold. We'll grab it. We'll grab that and we'll blow it out of proportion. And that's what we'll get them on. That's what they did.
Well said, man. I'm going to let you go because you've got another interview to do and I'm going to close the show. But thank you again, brother. And please support Ryan. There's over 1,000 in the chat. His link is at the top of the description box. Find him on Twitter at RY Liberty and get his Epstein map.
Rye Liberty. You can get Epstein map and you can get a Biden map. Promo code Brandon will get you a discount on the Biden map. And it, like, Joe Biden's out, but that whole syndicate other than him is still there. So you're going to want to get one of those. Get your collection. You should get one, Sean.
I will. Thank you, man. Enjoy your other interview and hope to see you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. All right. Phenomenal guest, as usual. So well researched. Thank you, Kaza, for putting Ryan's Twitter in the chat. Tonight at 8, I think it is, we've got Ron Swanson, an ex-Scotland Yard detective, John Wedger, talking about the Madeleine McCann case. Ron's got his daily news show coming out every day this week, Royal Mess Friday night. And we did announce today, we've just done some posters, some thumbnails for it. I'm going to be doing a collaboration with Sammy the Bull and his son, Gerard Gravano. I don't think Gerard Gravano's ever spoke before about the ecstasy businesses we had in Arizona, the rivalries. There's a huge documentary coming out on a massive American platform where they interviewed me and my family. People who work for me are detectives. They interviewed the Gravanos. And that's coming out at the end of September on a massive platform in America. So we're going to be doing some collaborative podcasts around that time. But yeah, reams of content coming out. Thank you for watching. And hope to see some of you in the chat this evening for Ron and Wedger and McCann. And please support Ryan Dawson. He's lost a lot.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.